Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome to the show. After the news stations join us, we're going to talk to Doug Kaufman. I'm excited. Sunday the 14th, our Cowboys played, well, sort of played, the Green Bay Packers. It was lights out for the Cowboys' postseason hopes. The only reason it went from totally humiliating to just extremely embarrassing was that Green Bay put in their second string defenders toward the end. I think we only had three problems: the offense, the defense, and special teams. Not only did the Dak Prescott CD Lamb magic do a disappearing act, the Packers effectively kept Micah Parsons from getting his usual quarterback sacks. Even the usually infallible kicker, Brandon Aubrey, missed points. I know this is silly, but as for our lucky Cowboys sweatshirts, it was 10 degrees out, and so we wore them all day. Perhaps the luck wore off before game time. I think next year I will bedazzle mine and see if that helps. Last week was my birthday. In my short newsletter, I mentioned that as a young person, I could not envision myself getting older than 35. I assumed I'd be hit by a meteor or something. For those readers who cared to do a little math to figure out my age, I mentioned that I had already survived that imaginary boundary for 46 years. It was a great, quiet birthday. I heard from all the family, and even Sherry Rogers called with good wishes. Rather than all the trouble to get dressed and go out for dinner, Bill picked up my favorite, sautéed shrimp scampi with angel hair pasta in garlic sauce. Also, got a single lemon bundt cake cupcake to split. Obviously, I don't worry much about the healthfulness of my birthday meal. If I ate that way every day, I'd be a blimp and sick. I received some lovely birthday cards and the birthday present I wanted most. My son Andy drove 30 minutes to bring Grady Buffington for a visit. Grady is Andy and Debbie's most laid-back and loving Wheaton Terrier. Grady came up on the couch with me and cuddled and gave me kisses. It was heavenly. We don't have a dog right now, and I sorely miss having one. The visit had such an effect on me that a little while later, when my brother Jim stopped by, he said he could tell because I had a mellow glow. Pets are very good for our health. Science has documented pets improve mental health, and I suspect there are many more benefits. I think the petting is a big factor, so I'm not sure that lizards, for example, are as useful as support animals. We have so much to do at the moment preparing for a downsized move that adding the chores that come along with dog ownership just doesn't seem like a good idea. When we move, until we have one of our own, I may volunteer as the neighborhood dog walker. However, they better keep an eye on me. I'm reminded of some stupid people who lived behind us a few years ago. They had an adorable Bichon dog that they kept mostly in the garage and let him run up and down the alley. They didn't even keep their little boy from poking Muffin with a stick when he was in the crate. To be clear, the dog was the one in the crate. One bitterly cold day, I knocked on the door and asked if I could take him into our house for the night. They let me, and I never took him back.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
As you probably know, bacteria causes dental cavities. You may not be aware that most dental issues are due to bacteria and other harmful microorganisms. For example, they cause receding gums, failed root canals, and failed implants. Fortunately, there is a potent new tool in this battle. Ozone. Ozone is created from oxygen by an electrical charge. Ozone kills bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites on contact. However, when ozone contacts healthy cells, it becomes useful hydrogen peroxide or plain oxygen. Ozone is also a healing agent. Dr. Philip R. Koslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Koslow uses advanced ozone techniques to treat gum disease, fungal infections, viral infections, to disinfect tooth surfaces before placing restorations, and as prevention in root canal therapies. Dr. Koslow's cheery office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Connect to Dr. Koslow from the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2460.
Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome to the program. A couple of almost three decades ago, when this show first started, we followed Doug Kaufman on the radio. I learned a lot from him as a mentor. I had all I could manage with radio. Meanwhile, he became the host of a very popular nationally syndicated TV show, Know the Cause, which is even more popular today. Since Doug was important to Healthy by Nature in the beginning and has been supportive all these years, I couldn't go into the next chapter without having him on again. Doug has authored 12 books on the subject of fungus and ill health. Today we'll talk about the one covering women's health. Welcome back, Doug.
Marty, it's such a joy, you know, to be on with you. We go back. I have a picture in our studio, television studio, of you and me sitting on a couple of boxes in a health food store in a great area of Dallas that you used to own, the health food store, and we're just casually laughing and talking. My producer, John, of 20 years, always looks at that picture and says, it was a different time back then. And we were young, Marty. We were so young. I had dark hair and a dark mustache.
Yes, mere children we were, but we were having a good time then, and we still are, because you're just a neat person to be around, in addition to your expertise. And I think it'd be useful for those that haven't been following the show for a long time for you to tell us how you first became interested in the role of fungus in health.
Boy, that was 53 years ago, Marty. I came home. I was drafted out of college in 1968, received a draft notice, ended up going into the Navy so I didn't have to go to Vietnam. We were all worried because we could see the Vietnam War on television. So I enlisted in the Navy for 4 years instead of 2 years in the Army. And I'll be darned if they didn't make a bunch of guys in my boot camp company out in San Diego hospital corpsmen. I didn't really know what that was, but we're trained in emergency medicine, then we rotate through the operating room and so forth. A couple of years later, I find myself attached to the 7th Marines with a medical pack and a gun in my holster. Long story short, 71, I got home, thank God, and had the most bizarre symptoms you have ever seen. I worked with Dr. Everett Hughes at USC Medical School, who one day mentioned to me, Doug, did you eat raw fish in Vietnam? When I got out of the bush with the Marines and back to the hospital in Da Nang, where I worked, the women who helped us clean the Quonset huts that we called operating rooms used to bring in Nook Mom. It was rice and raw fish, and I ate it. And Dr. Hughes said, your fear in going up an elevator, your heart palpitations, your hair loss, your tummy problems, your skin problems, those could all be related to a parasite. So we didn't have Hey Siri back in those days. I had to go to the library and get a library card, and I did. And I opened up a 1953 parasitology book, and it talked about yeast and fungi are human parasites. Well, I had jungle rot on my arms and my legs, and I said, wait a minute, that's a mycobacteria, mycofungus. Could that have gained access to my bloodstream? So I began a series of investigations and experiments, and I was, remember, I'm a 22-year-old guy. I'm drinking, eating Oreo cookies, eating lots of pasta and tacos. That was my life. I changed all of that and began taking a drug called nystatin, N-Y-S-T-A-T-I-N, because it was invented by two female doctors. It was discovered in New York State. So New York State in, or nystatin was the name of that drug. Marty, I began to feel, by the time I was 23, 24 years old, like a human being again. My symptoms remissed, and I think I'm officially one of the early men to have had a yeast infection that went away when I followed a diet that wasn't feeding the yeast or the fungi, and went on some antifungal medication. So that's kind of a long way of my start. That was 53 years ago, 1971.
Well, that's a classic case of lemons and lemonade.
Exactly. That's the way I felt.
Unsweetened lemonade, or sweetened with stevia lemonade. So, yes, well, you began working with other people in related to allergies, and could see the wider application of this principle that you stumbled on.
Right. That's exactly what happened. I was hired by Dr. Howard Gottschalk in Los Angeles, ear, nose, and throat doctor, doing his allergy work. And one day an engineer from the airport came in to get his allergy shot, and he said, Doug, I don't need a shot anymore. My mom made a bowl of this. It's aged milk. It looked like cottage cheese. And if I take a tablespoon of this a couple times a day, I don't have my allergies. Well, Marty, you and I know you're the pro in this area. You put the pro in probiotics. You and I know that aged milk gave a bacterium to his intestine, and these allergy problems that people would just begin realizing, no matter what the symptom, no matter what the disease, always look at the gut. Your book sold so well because of this reason. So he was an early taker of probiotics, and I was an early learner. This was probably 1974 or 75.
And I said we were going to talk about women's health problems, and which is one of your more recent books. What kinds of women's health problems are related to fungus? And then we'll find out how and why and what to do about it.
I opened the book with a testimonial about a doctor, a friend of mine out in Dallas, who got a call from the hospital. One of his lung patients had ended up in the emergency room, and they wanted to do heart surgery on her. He pulled her out of that waiting in the emergency room to a private office and did a bronchoscopy on her, where they put a tube down your throat and look at your lungs. He pulled off some tissue, and she had a gross yeast problem in her lungs that could have manifested with her heart condition. So long and the short of it is, he put her on some antifungal drugs after he attended a conference I spoke at, and the rest was history. She did not need the surgery. Basically, Marty, it boils down. Remember, 100 years ago, it was only the vaginal tract that was impacted negatively by yeast. We now know that the pericardium, we know that diseases like Alzheimer's and diabetes, and we now have studied cancer thoroughly and understand that there is a huge link between poisons made by fungi, not bacteria, not viruses, not protozoa, poisons made by fungi called mycotoxins, and the disease we call cancer today.
And once you realize that fungus makes these poisons and mycotoxins, and that they get into the bloodstream, and that our bloodstream goes everywhere, and start to see why there might be a connection with things you never thought of before.
Very true, Martin.
So, autoimmune disorders and all kinds of menstrual difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And their doctors still don't know this, though.
No, herein lies the problem. Many medical textbooks say, you know, we don't know enough about mycology or the stuck fungus because medical schools just don't teach it. A lot of bacteriology, a lot of virology, almost no mycology, the study of fungus.
Well, and as we have seen so often in various issues we've talked about on this show, if there's no money in it to speak of for the pharmaceutical industry, it doesn't get research, it doesn't get attention, it doesn't get mentioned in medical journals, in medical schools, and so we're kind of on our own to learn and find doctors and health professionals that do know can lead us in the right direction. We'll be right back with my friend and mentor and hero, Doug Kaufman.
Sweet Wheat by Brightcar Nutrition is an organic wheatgrass juice powder that gives your body the boost it needs. Increase energy, reduce acidity, boost metabolism, and detoxify. Sweet Wheat is a naturally potent source of essential vitamins, live enzymes, chlorophyll, and phytonutrients. It's harvested at just the right moment, then cold-pressed dried to ensure it retains every bit of dense nutritional value. Now you can get all the benefits of a wheatgrass juice shot in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and 100% certified organic. Harness nature's goodness with Brightcore Sweet Wheat. Visit us at mybrightcore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Doug Kaufman, is not only the host of a somewhat revolutionary, I think clearly in a category of its own, nationally and to some extent internationally popular television show, and the author of a dozen books. He also is the author of a newsletter you can subscribe to, resources on Facebook, any way he can find to spread the word and increase awareness of the problems caused in health by fungus. And I'm delighted to have learned from him for the better part of 30 years and sure appreciate all the support that he's given to the Healthy by Nature show and me personally over the years. He's had interviewed me on his show, which supported sales of the books and signups for my newsletter. And he's just a wealth of information, and appreciate him taking the time to be with us on the show today. So we talked about these poisons that get into the bloodstream and could cause mischief anywhere in the body, probably where there's already a weakness of some kind, be it genetic or environmental or just bad habits. But how can we keep mycotoxins out of the body? What are some of the common causes of an overgrowth of these yeasts?
Only fungi make mycotoxins. And of the millions, Marty, of these fungi that they say exist, and by the by, yeast is a single-celled fungi, Aspergillus and Penicillium and so forth. These are multi-celled fungi. So to keep a mycotoxin, only fungi and yeast make mycotoxins. So to void them inside your body is to void yeast or fungus inside your body. When God made us, coating our mucous membrane tissues, there was good bacteria and good yeast. I think with the advent of maybe alcohol, certainly a lot of drugs, and most definitely antibiotics, these organisms, cellular organisms, can change their structure from harmless and therapeutic. We know that some of the B vitamins, vitamin K and so forth, is made by these good bacteria in the gut. Well, erase them, and all of a sudden, you're tired all the time. How do you overcome that tiredness? You let a doctor inject a cc of, one of the B vitamins, B12, and you feel like $1 million for a day or two. Why not? I just heard your Dr. O'Hara's ad. Why not restore the terrain of your gut so you don't have to bypass it? Why not take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics several times a day for a few months and see how you feel? That's been the premise of what I learned. But unlike bacteria and viruses, fungi eat. Once they're implanted, once they're pathogenic instead of dormant and good and what we call commensal, living with bacteria, they need to be fed. And if they don't get carbohydrates, which to you and me is things like potatoes, starches, rice, grains, sugars, they die. So in the early stages of a disease linked to fungi, very often just changing your diet. Looking at, the diet I put together 40-some-odd years ago, the Kaufman diet. Look at the keto diet. Look at the carnivore diet, where you're really restricting more and more sugar in your body. So many people are saying, gosh, I lost so much weight. My arthritis is cleared up. My headaches are gone on these diets. Well, here's why. You finally have an answer. That is because you are starving the yeast. Remember the kids with the Pettit and Grand mal seizures, epilepsy 100 years ago, where the doctors discovered the ketogenic diet. When we put them on more meat and chicken and fish and eggs and nuts, their epilepsy went into remission. They never understood why, but I'm telling you, the hospitals they checked into 100 years ago would have had a mold problem, and they still do today many times. So just be knowledgeable of that. If you're living in a moldy environment, has the bathtub overfilled, has the roof leaked, if you're living in a moldy environment, you won't feel 100% until you rent an Airbnb for a week and realize, oh my gosh, it's my home that was making me sick.
And for sure, select an Airbnb that has not been in a flood zone.
Way up high, yeast find it more difficult to thrive in a low or anaerobic without oxygen. They do survive, but they find it more difficult the higher you go. Go up to the mountains, get a little snow time in, skiing time, and see if within 3 or 4 days you don't feel like $1 million even after you've had a no-no on the Kaufman diet, which would be a glass of wine, because you're out of that mold. You're not inhaling it again.
Mycotoxins that people are familiar with are like penicillin and wine, right?
Well, you have to remember, 1928, Dr. Fleming discovered something called penicillium. It was a mold, and the mold mycotoxin, the poison made by penicillium, we don't call it a poison today, but it's penicillin. How many antibiotics are derived from that penicillin? And folks, I just need to tell you, there's a dark side to antibiotics. Thank God they're here. I think they've saved many lives. But like anything that tends to work in medicine, we overuse it, hoping that every infection that comes in my clinic or my hospital is bacterial. And I'll tell you, with great knowledge in this area, I think many pneumonias, I think many what we're calling viruses, are fungal illnesses.
Yes, we tend to overuse them and not dig down to root causes. And that's what you're talking about. And if you're living in a moldy environment, there is no medicating your way out of that problem. You have to get to the root cause.
Two things need to be fixed in that case. One is you, and two is the home you're living in. And it's such an expensive project to completely remediate a home that I always tell people, look, today we have Airbnbs. Go up high, go away, even if you're by yourself, or take a friend for 5 or 6 days. That's all it takes for you to start breathing better, feeling better, having the pain remiss, and then go back into your home. That's the ultimate test. I will tell you, Marty, having done this right there at the hospital in Dallas for many years, these people go back into their homes, and within 2 days, they're miserable again. Then you have to confront the obvious. I need to leave this home, and that's a huge decision. But a good test is to rent an Airbnb and get out, a new Airbnb preferably, and get out of that home for a few days.
In Dallas, as you well know, there is an internationally known and respected physician, Dr. Ray, who created a mold-free environment where he could have people stay on the property. And he went a step further and even insulated it from electromagnetic pollution and so on, so people could find their baseline, how they're supposed to feel, and then they could measure changes that came after that when they went back to an environment that wasn't so supportive. And I watch the news and I see all this flooding, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's terrible. Your belongings are wet and a lot of them have to be thrown away. But I'm thinking, gosh, I hope those people understand the role of mold and get after it before it gets out of hand. We sure appreciate your calling all this to our attention. And I have several more follow-up questions on this. And then I want to cover a couple of articles you had in your most recent newsletter, because I think those are also very educational. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. For a little while, I'm your host, Marty Whittakin.
What's your age? That's AGE. Aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Did you know many health issues are actually caused by being too acidic and that you can improve these issues by simply becoming more alkaline? Wheatgrass is one of the most alkaline superfoods on planet Earth, proven to have higher alkalinity than other fruits and vegetables. Wheatgrass juice is an efficient way to alkalize the pH level of your body. Now you can get all the amazing health benefits of taking wheatgrass juice in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat by Brightcore Nutrition is harvested at its peak and cold-pressed dried to retain its live enzymes and healing properties. Sweet Wheat is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and certified organic. Whether you're suffering from chronic fatigue, acid reflux, digestive issues, or just want to support a stronger immune system and better health, Sweet Wheat is the alkaline superfood you've been looking for. Visit us at MyBrightCore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitkin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
And I do hope, if you aren't already subscribed to the newsletter, that you do that so that we can stay in touch and I can let you know of other opportunities coming up to get more of the kind of information that we have offered on Healthy by Nature. My guest, Doug Kaufman, TV host, pioneer in fungus and health, author of 12 books, also a newsletter that always has wonderful information, a lot of resources on his website, which of course I will link to in the notes from today's show in the archive. So anything else that we can do to reduce our burden of yeast besides the obvious, let's stop giving them what they want for lunch?
And that's exactly, by the by, Marty, we tend to crave, you know, this time of year, people say, well, from Halloween, you know, all the way to the New Year's holiday, people.
Valentine's Day, not to forget.
Thank you. That's February 14th. Yes. People veer from their diet. We tend to crave, if we have a yeast overgrowth problem, we tend to crave carbohydrates and sugars and so forth. But yes, there are other things you can do. Number one, we talked about the antifungal properties of Lactobacillus acidophilus. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. What we haven't talked about is the antifungal capacity of MCT, right? Medium chain triglycerides, coconut fatty acids, caprylic acid, lauric acid, and so forth. It's fascinating, Marty, that vitamin B3, we tell people, well, if you have some hypertension, talk to your doctor about a little exercise program and start taking a little vitamin B3 called niacin, powerfully antifungal. Vitamin D3, seems the people who got COVID were very, very void in serum vitamin D3, cholecalciferol levels. Huge, antifungal. It just so happens that herbs are antifungal. Broccoli is a killer good food for people with yeast overgrowth. They don't like the taste of it, but sulforaphane and other phytonutrients in these green... Marty, I'm so awestruck. The Bible references in Genesis, you know, I will give you every green plant that is yours for food. And 1 year before a committee of doctors at the Academy of Complementary and Integrative Medicine, I introduced phytonutrients, all of which that I studied had antifungal properties. So when you're pulling up from the ground, plucking off a tree, you know, these are the foods that have properties that just happen to annihilate fungus. And on the flip side of that coin, there are foods that have properties, sugars, et cetera, that just alcohol, that just feed fungus. So good supplements, probiotics, and a changed diet should have most of your listening audience who are questioning all of this right now, thinking, okay, Doug, you've got 2 weeks. That's what I used to tell all the doctor's patients that I worked with in clinical nutrition. Give me 2 weeks, and I think I can give you your life back. You got to give me 2 weeks and maybe get out of that home.
Well, and the interesting thing that happens in 2 weeks, if you have been addicted to sweets, in 2 weeks, you don't crave it anymore. You know it tastes good. You can see and say, yeah, I like cream puffs, but they don't have a power over you. And one thing that I've learned probably from you is that the yeasts and the fungus in your body, they have evolved to order what they want for lunch. They secrete substances that tell your brain, okay, go get me a donut. Get me something sweet because that's what I need to eat. So when you realize that your cravings are orders coming from a foreigner in your body that is hostile in nature, makes it easier to resist while you're getting to that point where you don't crave them anymore.
Mm. And Marty, it's so fascinating. I referenced a doctor on WebMD, an oncologist who said, you know, I'm really good at naming tumors. I can do biopsies. I'm great at that. Interpreting your laboratory data. I can do all that. But if a patient asks me, what do I eat? Are there supplements I can take? This was an honest oncologist. He said, I'm lost. And yet we're discovering diet is everything and supplements are everything when it comes to preventing diseases, autoimmune diseases, and diabetes and cancer and diseases like that. Marty, when you and I were kids, there were, what, 12 autoimmune diseases? Today, there's over 100. And they're not going to stop as long as pharmaceutical funds continue to develop new drugs. We'll find new diseases. Trust me, we will find new diseases. And that's what's going on today inside the halls of modern pharmaceutical medicine.
And all of those 100-plus autoimmune diseases, they have one thing in common. The doctors always say, no known cause, no known cure. Well, I call BS on that. It's just not known to you, but other people know, and we should listen to Doug Kaufman about that. And on the list of, besides the vegetables and these real foods, there's nothing to speak of in a box or a bag in the middle part of the grocery store that qualifies as really real unrefined food. Spices are on that list of things that are good for us, in part, because just like the fiber in the vegetables, they feed our good bacteria, and our good bacteria help restore balance by suppressing the yeast and fungus and preventing leaky gut. Let's give just a minute to leaky gut, please.
Yeah, well, leaky gut occurs on a large scale. This is not rare. I think it has much to do with the broadened use, if I could say that, the broadened use of antibiotics. Even the Center for Disease Control has said about a third of every antibiotic prescription written, which would be, what, hundreds of thousands or a million a year, are unnecessary. And doctors don't understand, Marty. On a study I did, I have a graphic that I show. I gave a lecture in San Diego to oncologists. These were integrative oncologists. And I said, the more antibiotics that you give a patient, the higher the risk of them getting all of the common cancers, breast, colorectal, lung, et cetera, prostate. These are drugs that have toxicity levels because mycotoxins. So it makes perfect sense. We can't keep handing out drugs like we are.
And because the bulk of your immune function is in the intestinal tract, if you are upsetting the balance and those good bacteria that are creating the immune supporting substances are being crowded out by yeast that are doing the opposite, well, it's just logical that nothing good's going to come from that equation. We'll be right back with a little bit more with my very much revered guest. An honor to have Doug Kaufman on the show today. Please stay with us. And I want to talk about, as I said, two of your articles in your recent newsletter about Let Food Be Your Medicine and another on nutritionally dense vegetables. So stay with us. This is the Healthy My Nature Show. And for two more weeks, I'm your host.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Collagen accounts for 30% of your body's protein. It provides structure, support, or strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin from sagging, giving us that plump, youthful look. It also provides amino acids that can be used to build hair and helps fight damage to hair follicles. Revive by Brightcore Nutrition combines five types of collagen with the moisturizing power of hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Scientific studies have shown that collagen stimulates cartilage growth, providing support for the growth and repair of cartilage tissues, as well as relieve joint inflammation and pain. Heal your body from the inside out. Discover your fountain of youth today with Revive from Brightcore Nutrition. Visit us at mybrightcore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest, Doug Kaufman, TV host, author of 12 books, author of a powerful newsletter, and lecturer, even having the courage to lecture cancer doctors. He is a friend and somebody you will want to follow. Doug, you mentioned some supplements that are good against yeast, one being Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because you're restoring the natural balance in the gut, and some fatty acids. But I think some people are familiar with like oregano oil and other things that directly kind of go head-to-head with the yeast, including some medications, which we don't talk a lot about on this show, but there are some that don't have life-threatening side effects that are right. Useful in this context. Do you speak to that?
In 2016, the toenail fungus drug, itraconazole, or to you and me, Sporinox, was approved to treat cancer. In 1999, the antifungal drug Nizoral was used to treat men with high PSAs. It would bring their prostate serum levels down. Yet, Marty, for some reason, doctors don't understand this. I tell oncologists, don't be afraid of these antifungal drugs, Lamisil, Amphotericin B, Sporinox, Nizoral, some of the older ones, and one called Nystatin, isn't harmful at all. It's a gut antifungal. So those of you who have, you know, tummy problems and you're running to a gastroenterologist, ask him or her to prescribe Nystatin to you for a month and just watch. And as far as oregano and all these wonderful, Marty, it never ceases to amaze me that the weeds, you mentioned stevia, the leaves, you know, earlier in the antifungal. Nothing shocks me anymore. When I take the 28 negative derogatory references in the Bible, not to bacteria, the word isn't mentioned, not to COVID, the word isn't mentioned, not to virus, the word isn't mentioned, but yeast, leavening, and in Leviticus, we have mildew. There are 28 or 30 in those pages early in the Bible. Derogatory. Don't be like the yeast of the Pharisees. Stop that. And yet here we have medical books paying huge amount of attention to educating our brightest young people about bacteria, which can be pathogenic. I agree. About viruses, which if you study mycotoxins and then you do a similar study on viruses, there's going to be a huge question mark. Both need human tissues to exist. So I just think so much on bacteria and viruses we're being deluged with today. Let's get back to the basics and start studying fungus. Good herbs, good supplements from a good brand maker. There's a lot of probiotics on the market. Dr. O'Hara's is living. It's alive in its own ecosystem, a living bacteria you can swallow to help soothe the gut. So a lot of good things out there, Marty.
Yes, and when you say get back to basics, the title of one of the articles in your recent newsletter is pretty basic. Let food be your medicine, or medicine will become your food. Give us a thumbnail sketch of that.
Thousands of years ago, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said something similar. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. I changed it around a little bit. We talk about a food that has dense nutrition, not nutrition, dense. I think one of the best, which I happen to love, is spinach, pawpaw, carrots, which are kind of high on the glycemic index, and yet carrots have something called falcarinol, a phytonutrient, annihilates fungus. Broccoli, garlic, Brussels sprouts, kale, you know, the list, chard, beets, the list is almost endless of foods that you shouldn't be eating, in my humble opinion, out of a can. But it's better than some of the stuff people eat out of a package or a can, but try and get organic and eat that way when you can. Asparagus, red cabbage, you know, collard greens, cauliflower, et cetera. They're good, nutrient-dense foods. So you can either have food be your medicine, or doctor's visits are likely, in which you'll get medicines to offset the damage being done by very poor nutrition.
One of the foods that is on the list of nutrient-dense foods that may raise some eyebrows among people who are aware of the carbohydrate and sugar link with yeast is sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
How come those are allowable?
The average sweet potato medium, about 4 grams of fiber and a couple grams of protein, plus loaded in B6 and vitamin C, things that I think people need desperately. Instead of swallowing a bunch of pills, have a sweet potato once or twice a week.
Yes, and I happen to think they are just delicious. And it satisfies my craving for having something wholesome and warm and kind of sweet and getting all those nutrients along with it. We've got just a few fumes of radio time left after this break, but please stay with us here on the Healthy by Nature show, and my guest Doug Kaufman will be right back.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
The far infrared component of sunlight is a nutrient and a natural remedy. These waves are invisible. They're at the far end of the spectrum from the ones that cause sunburn. I'm excited about the convenient and affordable far infrared table lamp. The lamp focuses that light power on whatever part of the body you want to help. It gently stimulates circulation, lymphatic drainage, and immune function, while it oxygenates and energizes cells. Every home and office should have one, and it would make a terrific gift. Who doesn't at least occasionally have a sore throat or stiff joint, congested sinuses, a rash or injury? You might just want to strengthen your eyes or ears. Save with the code HBNLAMP. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details, or call Phil at 626-200-8454.
626-200-8454. Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I've been just delighted that Doug Kaufman made himself available for this show. And I want to remind you that if you haven't been doing this, you can go to the show, our show website, and find links to his books, podcast, Facebook, recipes, lots of resources, and his newsletter. Doug, before I give you a couple of minutes for a parting words of wisdom, I want to just remind people you're seeing on TV now a lot of commercials about getting your blood sugar under control, which is indeed a very worthy goal. But as you work to reduce the impact of yeast and fungus on your body, you will find that your blood sugar also comes under control. So two reasons for that. One is that the fungus is a bad actor, and the other is you have stopped eating the foods that were spiking your blood sugar, so double benefit. Well, Doug, you now have the talking stick, so got about 2 minutes.
Just to expound on that a little bit, how do we cause laboratory animals to get diabetes? We give them two mycotoxins, bafflomycin and streptozotocin. How do we cause laboratory study animals to get cancer? We give them a mycotoxin called aflatoxin. How do we study Alzheimer's in study animals? We give them neurological problems with ibotenic acid, yet another mycotoxin. Mycotoxins are a big deal. If you're wondering if your symptoms or disease might be linked, the goal is, folks, to find a doctor who understands yeast and systemic, write it down, systemic mycoses, M-Y-C-O-S-E-S. Likely what you may have, drugs, Diflucan for a month, change diet, and see if you're not feeling much, much better. And this includes even serious diseases like cancer. Teach your doctor. On my website, you can print off 3 pages for free. Getting started, pull down to Doctor's Fungal Protocol, print them off, take them to your doctor. It references the Center for Disease Control and other scientific references that say, like I do and you do, fungus is a big deal.
What we're always looking for is something that's powerfully positive that doesn't have a big downside. I don't know of a downside to cleaning up your diet. It's all positives. Well, Doug, it's been lots of fun. Thank you very much. I will personally continue to follow you, and in anything that I do, be it speaking engagements, guest appearances on other shows, my newsletter, I will always be supportive. I just so respect all the good that you've done in the probably thousands of lives you have saved and improved, if not millions, over the years. Folks, join us again next week, please.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Give the gift of fresh, helpful, invigorating air. Ion Box uses the negative ions that you enjoy at the beach or a waterfall to purify any room. Ion Box devices are affordable for many on your gift list and are so conveniently small that they can go to the office and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of IonBox at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens. Plus, it's ozone-free and there are no filters to change. Improve your loved one's quality of breathing, sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Anyone you care about will stay healthier with IonBox. For video links, visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com. Consumers and health practitioners who would like to offer IonBox to their patients, please visit ionbox.net. Consumers enjoy free shipping with the coupon code HBN. Visit ionbox.net.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion and, if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.